Chapter 8 Highlights. Section 1. Describing Chemical Reactions. In a chemical reaction, atoms rearrange to form new substances. A chemical analysis is the only way to prove that a reaction has occurred. Symbols are used in chemical equations to identify the physical states of substances and the physical conditions during a chemical reaction. Section 2. Balancing chemical equations. A word equation is translated into a formula equation to describe the change of reactants into products. The masses, numbers, and types of atoms are the same on both sides of a balanced equation. Coefficients in front of the formulas of reactants and products are used to balance an equation. Subscripts cannot be changed. Section 3. Classifying chemical reactions. In a combustion reaction, a carbon-based compound reacts with oxygen to form carbon dioxide and water. In a synthesis reaction, two reactants form a single product. In a decomposition reaction, a single reactant forms two or more products. In a displacement reaction, an element displaces an element from a compound. The activity series is used to determine if a reaction will happen. In a double displacement reaction, the ions of two compounds switch places such that two new compounds form. One of the products must be a solid, a gas, or a molecular compound such as water for a reaction to occur. Section 4. Writing net ionic equations. A total ionic equation shows all aqueous ions for a reaction. Spectator ions do not change during a reaction and can be removed from the total ionic equation. Net ionic equations show only the net change of a reaction and are the best way to describe displacement and double displacement reactions.